Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 12th of May, recording at 7:28 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, I neglected to put something on the comment of the day, as I usually do. These are a couple of trades, although they're not new trades, but they were additions to existing positions. Now this morning I shorted the Italian MIB index, the June contract, selling that at 27.028. It's a big number. Now it was the spot index was just up slightly, just up a fraction at the time, and I'd been talking about a dead cat bounce, I believe, yesterday, and that's pretty much what it looked like. It had been a little bit higher the last couple of days after a fairly big hit on the downside, as you know. So that position I opened, and then later today I doubled up my natural gas long position. I was able to justify that because the July contract's been running ahead, and I was able to increase my in-the-money stop at a technical level, locking in most of the profit to date, which is quite reasonable now. And therefore, I opened a long position in the September contract because because we've just seen an upside breakout in natural gas once again. Okay, now where are we in terms of these stock markets? Well, the best action on the day, if you're a bull, was the Japanese market, because the Nikkei gained 2.25% and closing at 11,153, and the topics had a good move upwards. But remember, that got clobbered yesterday. So, or was it the day before yesterday? I don't remember what it is, but it had been hit really quite hard. So I question whether it can do all that much more on the upside. You know, I like that Japanese market for the medium to longer term, but in the short term, it's facing a pretty stiff headwind in here, and I don't think you can resist that. But most of the Asian markets were up a little bit following Wall Street's steady-ish close last night with modest gains. And the European markets were all down in here today, and these gains were pretty well all over 1%, and some of them were near 2%. For instance, the DAX index just under 2%, the Amsterdam index just over 2%, so pretty much wiping out yesterday's gains and a bit more. Now, Wall Street was roughly at current levels that are still trading when the European markets closed, and that's with the Dow down 128 points, 15 on the S&P, where I've also got a short position. I'm also short, as you know, the FTSE and the that's the UK FTSE index and the German DAX. Index, all these positions are protected within the money stops. Now, except for that latest Italian position. Now, the U.S. market has been down lower. It was down about 155 points at one stage, with the NASDAQ down 50. But even as I speak, the NASDAQ, only down 44, is down over 2.25%. So that's really being filleted in here today, and that's important in terms of leads and lags, because you know I've so often referred to the NASDAQ as a leader in this market cycle, but it was leader on the way up and leader on the way down, and I've traded off that a number of times. It won't be a leader in perpetuity, but it certainly has over the last few years. Now, and NASDAQ had been seeing a little bit choppier action than the others over the last previous few days, but here it's sort of reasserting its downside leadership, which is bearish indication overall for the markets. I'm a little bit annoyed with myself because I had, having been stopped out of my NASDAQ futures profit with a very tight in-the-money stop, so at a at a gain. This is the second trade I've taken out of the Nasdaq since I opened shorting with that a few weeks ago. But I'd come out, it stopped out at 14.10, and I had opportunities yesterday. I spent most of yesterday above that, just about all of that yesterday, above that level. So I could have gone in at a higher level, and I could have done that earlier today. It was up as high as 14.23. And I actually picked up the phone. I was going to do that. And then I thought, well, wait a minute, David, you got a lot of short positions, and you only got stopped out a few points below. Don't push it too hard in here. My goodness, I'm becoming so timid in my old age. Well, at any rate, at least I've got the other short positions, and you know that gives me a net quite substantially short position overall, because I've been adding as these markets have been weakening in here. Now, other activity, and how do I actually see it in terms of what's likely to occur here? Certainly, if Wall Street closes, say 125 or more lower, that will keep the nervous sentiment very much alive. And having talked about just a small rally, described as the dead cat bounce. I'll try to stop using that crass term, but that's because people have been frightened in recent days, last couple of weeks, and therefore a lot of people appear to want to sell at higher levels. That's at least what the analysts outside tell me. And these are colleagues who are all day long are talking to hedge fund managers on the consultancy services, and these people definitely want to sell on a rally. And of course, if a lot of people won't wish to do that, you don't get that much of a rally. Now, there was a catalyst in here today for this weakness, and the Middle East situation is still grim. And that was a factor, but the big issue, the big factor, has definitely been the strength of crude oil. And you remember that $40 level that I've been talking about, that sort of psychological Rubicon, and that it was only a matter of time before it crossed that. And it pushed up above it a little bit earlier in the week, but it's really pushed through decisively here today. And as I speak, spot oil NYME is at $40.80. That's up 74 cents. And that is obviously unnerving the market here. First, it's inflationary, and it also hits growth because it's a tax on consumption and corporate spending. Now, when I describe it as inflationary, it's most definitely that in the short term, because it pushes up prices, and we're seeing higher prices at the petrol pumps, higher gasoline prices in the United States, higher fuel costs for airlines. They're now having to add a surcharge on ticket sales. So this whips through the system, the economic system, fairly quickly, and people begin to feel it almost immediately. So that's been the major negative factor. And of course, against that background, that short-term inflationary pressure, that's weakened bond markets, and the U.S. bond market futures are down about a quarter of a point as I speak, and we had similar declines on the gilts and the euro bund futures. So the lead from bond markets remains quite negative. Whereas prior to these inflation concerns that we've seen in recent weeks, when you had a decent sized sell off on Wall Street, you'd normally expect to see the bond market quite firm, but no longer, because it is concerned about interest rates and inflation, as you know. Now, I'm maintaining one short position there. That's in the JGBs, Japanese government bonds. I'd like to be back in the U.S. 30-year Treasury bond position with a short, but this is having fallen very, very sharply recently, and it is pressuring that August low, and that's, you'd expect it to find at least temporary support there, which it has been doing. So I'm holding off for the time being. I've certainly got enough positions Now, elsewhere, currencies. This was really quite interesting here today because this dollar action is so crucial in terms of what takes place in many of the other markets. And the dollar was soft in here earlier today. So we had the euro push up to 119.42. You remember it got back down and tested that low down around 117.75. And last month's low, and got down, looked at it, and has firmed up from that level. But at the highs that we saw earlier this morning, that triggered quite a good rally in metals, particularly in the precious metals. And we had silver, for instance, I'm talking about July silver now, rebound to 573, and that was in danger of improving the overall technical pattern. And we had gold up at 384.25. It's interesting, gold starting to firm now, just at a time when a number of analysts are turning quite bearish in terms of their gold forecast, well, or moderating their earlier bullish forecasts for gold. That's a good contrary indicator. But when the euro slipped back a little bit, then and the U.S. stock market started to weaken so much, the precious began to give up those moves. So just showing again, there's this continued nervous sentiment in the markets. But when I look at all these metals, I really do feel that with these so many of these trends overstretched on the downside, now showing signs of a loss of downside momentum, I feel that we are back in a buying range, really, for all of the metals. Certainly not a time to buy aggressively. There's no conclusive technical evidence. Insofar as you ever get conclusive technical evidence that we have a new firm floor in the markets. So we've been dealing with a falling knife situation, but which people haven't wanted to touch, but I think they are moving back in the slowing of downside momentum, the two-way activity that we have been seeing here. Definitely is a sign of a, at least at minimum, the early stages of a bottoming out process. So I feel, as far as these metals are concerned, that if we haven't seen the actual lows, we're not all that far from it, and we've seen penultimate lows. Now, I'm annoyed with myself though because I've been shockingly cavalier once again with my silver positions, because at having reached been down trading down around a low of 555 on the July contract, that then pushed up almost 20 cents and getting up to 573, and I really should have taken some of those baby step profits on the low purchases in the 550 and 560 region, and yet I didn't do that. And the whole premise of the baby steps and the way you lower the risk is to take advantage of that volatility, and to having been bought on the way down, having bought low, then to let some of those positions out on the rallies, say try to harvest the range. So I've only done that on one trade, and but I'm reasonably well hoping that I'll have more opportunities to do that. Certainly, the key here in the short term will be this euro dollar, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if we don't see the euro firm up a little bit more, particularly if Wall Street remains weak. Now, in the industrial metals, we'll talk more about these because it is an interesting sector, and the shares for a number of these metals are really quite depressed at this stage. I was talking about the Newmont mining yesterday being very much, in my view, back in an accumulation zone, and that's an important one. With the stock markets weak overall, those shares can remain soft and even ease a little bit further, despite whatever might happen in the actual metals themselves over the short term. But again, I want to emphasize that if you buy anything in here now, I think that these mining shares are oversold, and I think that some of these metals are definitely worth accumulating. I actually prefer to move into the metals myself. I feel that they're less risky. But a number of the mining shares beckon, and I will almost certainly be adding a few positions there. Although I will might bide my time a little bit longer, do so cautiously. Now, in the industrial metals, they were pretty well all up on the day, although I noticed tin was down $10. That's not much at 8,740. But it was up higher, as they all were, at 8,860. But the thing that's really interesting on the tin is that we've got a backwardation here of almost 500 pounds, so there's a massive nearby squeeze on this. And obviously somebody certainly needs the tin, because this is the one industrial metal that didn't get hit in a big way. Now, if I've completely misread the currencies, and if the dollar goes on another romp, then I'll rue the day that I bought the tin. And we could see that fall quite sharply. So I've got to get a stop in that market to protect the downside. It's always good strategy to do anyway with leveraged positions. But again, the backwardations here are quite good. Lead, which I own, and good backwardation there, and that was up again today. The back's increasing more than the 3-month positions. Nickel moving back into a slight backwardation. That had a firm day in here today, and that's important because that was one of the early leaders. Okay, I think that's pretty much it. I'll just mention on Wall Street. Well, Wall Street prices are just about where they were when I spoke previously. So have a very good evening.